Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of Green Living with Connie, a podcast about sustainable living. My name is Connie Cow. I'm a Melbourne-based content creator at connieandluna.com, and I love learning about permaculture, zero waste living, self-sufficiency, and sustainability. And so I created this podcast to share with you little insights and tips on these topics and how to create new habits for a greener home and kinder future for our planet. So for our very first episode, I'll be sharing with you my number one favorite way to start a zero waste journey, and that is through composting and reducing food waste at home. Composting was one of the first things my family did when we started working on reducing waste in our household. And when we started composting, I was so shocked to see the difference it made to our weekly rubbish bin. Our bin went from being full every week to being consistently less than half full. This simple small change our family made almost 8 years ago made such a big difference to reducing our waste, and it really motivated me and inspired me to begin my own zero waste journey when I moved out. Across Australia, almost half of all household rubbish is made up of food and garden waste, which when sent to landfill creates unnecessary greenhouse gases affecting and contributing to climate change. However, food and garden waste is actually really easy to deal with at home via composting. And if everyone started composting at home, it would significantly help reduce the amount of waste sent to landfill. But not only that, provide you with free nutrients and soil for your garden. So instead of wasting money on buying compost, fertilizer, or soil, you can use your own kitchen and garden waste for good, whilst reducing landfill and helping the environment. So how can you get started? Let me run you through three main options used in urban households today: compost bins, worm farms, and bokashi bins, and help you decide which one suits you best. Let's begin with the humble compost bin. Compost bins are often the first thing you think of when it comes to composting. A compost bin is basically a controlled environment where food and garden waste breaks down into super nutrient-rich soil, which you can then put directly in your garden to feed your plants. Compost bins take two types of waste, the first one being nitrogen waste, which includes fresh or wet things like kitchen scraps, excluding meat and dairy, coffee grounds, green leaves, lawn clippings, and garden clippings. The second type is carbon waste, which includes dry materials, so things like newspaper, cardboard, hay, and dried autumn leaves. When using a compost bin, these items need to be placed in your bin proportionally, as there needs to be a balance between nitrogen and carbon items so that everything can break down properly. With compost bins, you simply need to adhere to the ratios and turn the compost pile every few days to aerate the mixture, which helps create compost faster. The larger the compost heap, the faster it will likely break down. And once your compost resembles an earthy, nutritious soil, you transfer it straight into your garden and your plants will love you for it. The good thing about compost bins is that it takes a wide variety of waste, which not only includes food waste, but also your garden waste. Which means the bad thing about compost bins is that if you don't have enough garden waste or a garden to balance out your food waste, they might not be a good option for you. The next option I'll be talking about are worm farms. Worm farms use worms to help break down your waste. With worm farms, you can place fruit and veggie scraps, except citrus and onions, because worms don't like them, as well as eggshells, newspaper, tea leaves, bread, and egg cartons. The worms process your waste for you, turning your food waste into worm castings. Once you have a tray full of worm castings, you can dilute this with water to create a nutrient-rich liquid fertilizer for your garden. The good thing about worm farms is that they take mainly food scraps, so they're great for households with smaller gardens or no gardens. However, with worm farms, you do need to be feeding them every week at least. After all, they are living beings. So if you're going on holidays, not only will you need a pet sitter, you'll also need a worm sitter who will come over now and then and give them some food scraps. These days, there are a number of hybrid versions of the traditional worm farm out there, which make worm farming accessible for a lot more people. Take the composter, for example. It's an Aussie invention and consists of a little worm farm built into a planter pot. With the composter, you simply pop your food scraps into the worm farm tower, and the worms in turn will process your food, leaving castings directly in the planter pot to feed your plants. This sort of setup is really great for everyone, but especially those who live in an apartment, as you can simply keep it on your balcony to process your food and also grow things like herbs and salad greens as well. Alternatively, another option out there are worm towers, an idea that came from permaculture. Worm towers are built-in worm farms that you place straight into your garden beds. We use these in our raised veggie garden beds, and they're really easy to use as you simply place food scraps into your worm tower, and the worms inside will process your food and travel in and out of the little holes in the worm tower, leaving castings directly into your garden. Now, the last type of composting option is the bokashi bin. This is probably the least known option, and I don't know why, but it's definitely got a lot of benefits. So the bokashi bin is a composting system which you actually keep inside in the kitchen. It's a bucket-sized bin that takes all food waste, including fruit and veggies, as well as meat, dairy, eggs, and even packaged food. In order to compost with the bokashi bin, you simply layer your food waste with bokashi grains or bokashi spray, which ferments the waste in the bin. This in turn creates bokashi juice, which can be used to directly fertilize the garden, as well as a bin full of semi-solid waste, which you can either bury in your garden, put in your compost bin, or give to someone to do one of the above things. The other thing I love about bokashi bins is that it's just so simple. You don't have to think about whether or not something can be composted or not. As long as it's food waste, it's okay. Plus, you don't have to go outdoors to access your bin, as you can easily keep a bokashi bin under your kitchen sink. With bokashi bins being the only system that takes all kinds of food waste, it makes a really great option for eliminating food waste from going to landfill. Bokashi bins are great for everyone, including those who live in apartments, as you can keep the bin indoors in your kitchen. However, if you don't have a garden, you will, of course, have to ask your friends or relatives or check the ShareWaste app to find someone to accept your bokashi waste. So I hope this gives you some useful information, and if you need help choosing which compost system works best for you, here's a little final summary. If you have a garden and you're constantly collecting dry leaves or grass clippings and the like, then consider a compost bin. If you mainly want to deal with food waste only and don't have much garden waste to deal with, then consider something like a worm farm or bokashi bin. If you live in an apartment and you want something interesting and simple, consider the composter, as you can also grow food in it as well, or the bokashi bin, as long as you can find someone to accept your waste. And finally, you don't have to just stick to one system. I find that I get the most value out of composting when I use multiple systems in conjunction with each other. And if you live in Australia, do you make sure to check if your local council offers any rebates for purchasing composting supplies, as I know that in my council area, we're offered a generous cash rebate to go towards your first composting system at home. Lastly, if you can't compost yet, for whatever reason, but you still want to be able to do something with your food scraps instead of sending them to landfill, then do check out the ShareWaste app, where you can connect with other people in your neighbourhood who are already composting and would be more than happy to take your waste. Thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of Green Living with Connie. I'll leave all the relevant links in the show notes below so you can check them out. And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I hope you found it helpful, and I hope it inspired you to start composting. My name's Connie, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye!